and with me is Robin Edmondson, and this is the second ever episode of Weekly Advice from Everyday Experts, the Hub Pages podcast where we go over really fun and interesting facts that are shared by the Hubbers, the people who write on Hub Pages. So today we have a very, very interesting subject, and it has to do with a very interesting and old species. In fact, it is about the closest living relative to birds, the order Crocodilia, which is the larger order of reptiles to which both alligators and crocodiles belong. And it's actually been around for more than 84 million years.
Amazing.
Yeah, so, you know, both alligators and crocodiles belong to Crocodilia. However, there are some key differences.
Yes.
And that's what this one hub that we're about to talk about is all about. In fact, it is called What's the Difference Between Alligators and Crocodiles?
A great title.
Wow, so illustrative. So, well, gosh, Robin, do you know what some of the differences are?
I knew some of them, but not all of these differences. In fact, there were a bunch of pieces of this hub that I did not know about. And so I found it very interesting.
Yeah, I learned a lot too.
Yes, I thought one of the topics they talk about is where do you find? They're found in very different places. So alligators are found in the southern part of the U.S. I think a lot of us know, like if you go to Louisiana Bayou, you might see an alligator, or into Florida, those sort of places. Mm. And also in eastern China, which is interesting.
it's random.
Yeah, very random. And where crocodiles are found in Africa, they're found in Australia, Southeast Asia, North America, South America, and Central America. So they're found in way more places than alligators, which was interesting to me because I thought that alligators would be more abundant. But it sounds like that crocodiles are found in more places than alligators.
Yeah, maybe because we live in America, like we just hear about alligators more. I thought that was really interesting. And
there are crocodiles in Florida, but
yeah, the very southern tip.
Yes,
that's what Paul Goodman 67 said, I think.
But most of them are alligators in Florida.
Yeah, yeah. Which I mean, I don't really want to find either of them.
No, me neither.
He did point out though that in the U.S. there are more than 3 million alligators, and there are only not even 2,000 crocodiles. So that's a pretty big difference.
A pretty small number.
Yeah, although I would be happy if I did not, in the wild, encounter even.
Yes, I've seen an alligator in Louisiana, and it was pretty amazing to see. We went on a bayou tour. It was really cool, sunning himself.
Oh,
it was awesome.
Well, that's nice and peaceful.
Yes.
Well, I guess another big difference that Paul Goodman 67 points out in his article is that they do have different snouts, and I think that that's what most people hear about. They're like, yeah, just look at the snout. So an alligator snout is broader, and it's more shaped like a U instead of a V, and that's what a crocodile snout is shaped like, and it's longer. And then also, and this was what I had been told originally, was that with alligators, you can only see the top teeth when their mouths are closed. Whereas with crocodiles, you can actually see both and they kind of fit together like a deadly puzzle, which is scary.
Well, the other thing is the behavior. So this is another thing I wasn't so certain about. I thought that alligators were more aggressive in the bigger species, but they're not. The alligators are actually smaller than a crocodile, around 14 feet. While a crocodile can grow as long as 19 feet.
Can you imagine? It's like a dinosaur.
I know. And alligators are more timid than crocodiles.
Yeah.
So I thought that was quite interesting. Nile crocodiles apparently are the most aggressive crocodiles.
Oh. That's really scary.
And are more likely to attack when unprovoked. My sunning alligator in the bayou wasn't going to probably attack us if we didn't provoke him, which is a nice thing to know.
It's pretty comforting because I mean, as Paul Goodman points out, their behavior is another big distinguishing characteristic, and that alligators are more timid. They're more likely to not run, I guess, but like to like flop away or like swim away if someone approaches them, whereas crocodiles will even attack if unprovoked.
Yes.
Which freaks me out because I actually, in the Yucatan in Mexico, went on this like boat tour, a very small boat tour in like a biological preserve where there was sort of brackish water. And the guide we were with like knew of crocodiles in the area, and we actually looked at some of their nests because they weren't there. We didn't see any in the mangroves, but he actually let me swim for a while and then told me at one point to like get back in the boat because this is where we typically find the crocodile. And I can't believe you let me get in the water. Now I'm like, what? You knew? You knew how dangerous these are. And it just freaks me out.
That's a little scary.
Yeah, especially knowing how more dangerous they are. I should not have been swimming there. No. But oh well. But the funny thing, though, is that in that same area of the Yucatan, there was this one area where a lot of my friends liked to swim. And there was a baby crocodile that just liked to hang out there. Mm-hmm. And this was a little a place where a cenote opened up into the ocean as well. And tons of tourists would snorkel there. And I wonder, like, if that crocodile ever made any trouble for people.
Well, interesting, because that's part of his hub, is talking about crocodiles being able to swim in salt water.
Yeah.
And alligators preferring fresh water.
So, yeah.
So, do you want to talk about that? I thought that was like a really cool part of the
It's one of my favorite
hub.
Things.
I know it
I wish
was.
That, like, I had something like that. Yeah, they have like a special gland in their tongues, or crocodiles do, that help them excrete excess salt. So it's actually some weird filter thing going on there, which explains, I guess, why I was encountering crocodile waters when I was swimming in those brackish water environments.
Yeah.
So that's super interesting. And I guess the final difference, and I don't know, as a kid, Robin, what color, if someone asked you, would you say that an alligator or a crocodile is?
Green.
And that the thing is, they're not.
I know, but all the costumes are green. If you watch any cartoons, they're green.
Yeah.
Everything's always alligators are green.
Yeah, and I mean, it is indeed possible for them to be green. Because algae that will grow on them is green. So it's like, you know, humans can be green when they wear green clothes. But they aren't really the actual colors. Robin, do you know what the different colors are of
each creature? So crocodiles are lighter.
Mm.
And alligators are usually a dark gray, where crocodiles are more of a light tan color. So I thought,
so they do have different colors, too.
Yes.
It's there are lots of differences. I mean, they are, again, in the same larger group of crocodilia, which is so old and considered to be that living fossil. But they're quite different when it comes down to it.
Yeah.
I mean, one is kind of like just hanging out, you know, sometimes eating stuff, sometimes not. And then the other is like out there to get you.
Yes.
So watch out, kids.
Yes.
And I think we should finish up by taking a tiny little tour of a pretend swamp. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I really wanted to do this because I found free alligator and crocodile sounds online, and I think we should listen to it because I think there are a lot of myths out there about crocodile sounds. Because again, when I was at that wildlife preserve, our tour guide who was driving the boat and telling me to get into crocodile infested waters also said, well, you know, the babies, they have a sound like a kitten. And I was like, what? Really? And he's like, yeah, they have a sound like a kitten. Because we were at a nest and looking at where, like, the eggs used to be. And he said, this sound like, meh, meh. Which, to me, sounds like a peacock in heat.
Yes.
But no, they actually don't sound like this. So let's sort of sneak up over here in this pretend swamp. And let's listen to the sound of an alligator first.
Okay.
Okay, so it sounds sort of like a broken motor plus a cow.
A little scary.
Yeah. And now let's I see an alligator or a crocodile over there. Yeah, so let's listen to the crocodile.
I'm glad you didn't hear that, Simone.
Yeah,
when
you
were swimming.
Yeah, that was a scary sound. It sounded, that was a much more Jurassic Park like sound than our friendly alligator friend. So let's leave the swamp.
Okay.
Okay, now we're back in our safe Hub Pages headquarters. Yes. And
if you want to see some video, though,
you gotta visit the Hub.
Yes, Paul Goodman 67. Go to his Hub, and he has a couple videos for you to watch on crocodiles and alligators, and also all the information that we talked about today. It's an amazing Hub. And he has two other Hubs, just one specifically about crocodiles, one specifically on alligators.
Yeah.
He knows a lot about this topic.
Yeah, and you know, the sort of funny thing, though, is that, I mean, this is not like a Florida native who's grown up around these giant reptiles. He's actually from the UK. He's from Northern England. And he even has a blog separate from Hub Pages called From Sheep to Alligators that's about his relocation from the north of England to Florida.
That's so, a great name.
Yeah, I mean, he probably knew or probably still knows a lot about sheep, but I mean, he's just someone who has developed a great interest in alligators and crocodiles, amongst other things. He's written a lot of really great articles on Hub Pages. You should check out his work. Again, his username is Paul Goodman 67, all one word. And you should also read his Hub, which is, again, What is the Difference Between Alligators and Crocodiles? And for more really cool and interesting guides, just go to hubpages.com and look at our recommended hubs on the homepage and poke around, search. You'll find amazing guides on all sorts of subjects. So, yeah.